Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson. On this week's episode, we're talking to Nina Bradley Clark. Nina is an Emmy-winning journalist who left TV news back in 2008 and launched into a more entrepreneurial path. She is now managing director for Beauty Counter, a leader in the personal care industry devoted to making safer, healthier products, and she herself is a leader within the business. Nina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Will.
It's great to have you here. So let's start by talking about Beauty Counter for people that don't know about it and their mission. What separates the company from other businesses in the industry and what attracted you to selling their products?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, like you said, we are a mission-based company. So first and foremost, we are mission first and education first and then product second. And our mission is to get safer products into the hands of everyone. And I think that's what separates us from all these other companies that are out there. We also, we do a lot of advocacy work in Washington and at the state level as well. And I think that also makes us totally unique and different from the other guys out there. And then what really attracted me, I think, to this business was that because I came from television news, I realized that this was a similar situation, whereas in television, I was sharing information. That's what I was comfortable doing. I was sharing information through the television. And yes, it was a little different because it was news and information and weather. But when I realized that I wanted to share this information about what we were using as far as these ingredients that we were putting on our bodies, I wanted to share that information to my network and my friends and family, because really at the end of the day, I would do anything to keep my children safe. And I want my friends and family to also realize what they're using and just be aware of that. So I think that the sharing part of that, of what we do at Beauty Counter, really resonated with me coming from a television news background.
Okay, so there were sort of multiple touch points for you, it sounds like, with the mission-based, with family, with sharing, with what you had done in the past that all kind of came together and worked well. And how long have you been doing it now?
I've been with the company for 2.5 years, Will.
Okay, and so you sort of work your way up as with in a traditional business, is that right?
Yes, and I think, you know, for me, what happened was I realized that because I was good at sharing information, I think that's how my business took off. Because I do think that once people know better, they want to do better. When you educate them and you share this information, and you know, we're all about the awareness. And when you tell people that, you know, there hasn't been a law regulating this industry since 1938, that really no one's minding the store, so to speak. I think that really is what helped my business take off, because I think people do want to know that information, and then they want to make sure that they're making safer and healthier decisions for themselves and their children. So my business kind of quickly took off because of that. And then it grew, you know, basically year to year, I've been doubling my business every year. And the growth of the company is unbelievable as well as my own business. And now I have a team of 250 people, men and women around the country and also in Canada, because we have launched in Canada as well. And I think, you know, I think it speaks to that people really do want to use better, safer products.
And I want to talk more about your personal experience and some of the, you know, the ups and downs of being on your own to an extent, or at least starting out that way. Now, you mentioned you have 250 people on your team. And I also want to talk about some of the efforts that Beauty Counter has made in Washington with lobbying. But just real quick, so people understand, this is a direct retail brand. And I think you mentioned to me before our interview, it's the only company that will come up if you Google it. It's not direct sales, right?
That's right. We're a little different. You know, our CEO and founder, Greg Renfrew, she's a woman, even though her name is Greg. So people often ask me why a man is running a beauty business. But she's a wonderful woman. She's a mother of three. She's a serial entrepreneur. And she decided that she wanted to do this, run this company in a different way, something that's very unique. I love that she's super creative and she's innovative. And she decided to be doing it as a direct retail brand. And yes, we're the only ones that are doing it this way. So we're just a little different. We allow our clients and customers to shop through multiple channels. So that means that you can shop through an independent consultant like myself. You can shop through beautycounter.com on our website. You can also shop at places like our pop-up shop. We have a pop-up shop open for the summer on the island of Nantucket. You can go in there and browse and see all of our products firsthand in the shop. And then we also do really incredible strategic partnerships with great companies like J. Crew and Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop. And we did a really successful partnership with Target. So we're always trying to think outside the box. And that's why I really love this company, because we do things differently. And yes, that is the answer to what we are, direct retail.
Okay. Let's talk about Washington and what you're doing there and legislation or otherwise that could help change the industry, set up, again, legislation that could actually make it so that what we're putting on our bodies, and women especially with skincare products, and in this case, I think I heard along the way that there's like hundreds of chemicals that somebody might be putting on their face or their body every day. Does that sound right?
Yeah, you know, it's something like every, you know, the average woman puts on at least 12 products a day on her body, and the average man puts on 8 products a day on their body. I think mine is actually higher than 12, but I think, you know, you have to realize that small amounts of chemicals, it really does matter. It all adds up. And because our skin is our largest organ, we really need to take better care of it. So I think what's important is that we do lobby for change. You know, I consider myself an agent of change. I'm very much on board with our advocacy work all the way to Washington, D.C. You know, we have a call to action where we really want to get everyone involved in a grassroots way to really try to make our voices heard. And I think that's why we want to grow our company, because to move our mission forward, especially all the way to Washington, we need more voices. You know, when we go to Capitol Hill, which we went to last year, there were 100 consultants that joined the trip from all across America. 50 states were represented. We had meetings, you know, with all states. And you know what? When we can tell them that, you know, this whole group, when we lock arms together, that we all want change, we want better health protective laws in this country. You know, why is it that, you know, heavy metals are being used in our cosmetics? Why is formaldehyde allowed? Why are parabens allowed? These chemicals should not be allowed into our products every day that we're all using. And I think that's why it's just so important that our voices are heard in Washington. We also do a lot of work at the state level too. We have meetings, you know, us as consultants, because we love this grassroots effort that we're all involved in. We hold local meetings with our local and state representatives. And we're really just hoping that our efforts are going to force others to change, because at the end of the day, I want the next generation to not have to worry about, you know, what's in their products. What, you know, they shouldn't have to worry about the ingredients. They shouldn't have to worry about reading these labels. So I think if we can just get our message across, you know, power in numbers all the way to Washington, I really do think that we're making this huge difference. And I love being part of positive change.
So, Nina, you mentioned the grassroots effort there, and it seems as if is Beauty Counter sort of more or less alone in that realm of working on a grassroots level?
Well, we're certainly the leader in that movement. We're the ones, you know, other companies are looking to us as the leaders. We're the ones disrupting the entire industry.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, we're leading the change in that front. And you know, this is a movement and we're the leaders, and other companies are, you know, trying to play catch up a little bit with us. But we welcome that. You know, if more companies would join us, we would be thrilled. You know, that's what we want. You know, when we say we want safer products in the hands of everyone, that's what we really mean. We want safer products out there. So we welcome others to join us in this, you know, in this call to action. So, but we really, truly are the leaders in that movement.
You're a leader, but certainly not something you want to stand alone in down the road.
No, I think there's power in numbers. I really do. If more of us come together and demand change and demand action, then I think, you know, once our voices are that loud, our voices won't be ignored.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really do welcome others to join us.
Nina, you mentioned being you were in television news. That idea of sharing experiences, sharing information was one that came naturally to you. I mean, you were at a senior level at a big job, right? I mean, you commuted into the city and now you're working on your own. You've been doing that for a number of years. What's the most challenging and also perhaps the most rewarding aspects of your work experience since leaving TV News and working for Beauty Counter?
Well, I think in terms of what's the most challenging, you know, I'm not alone in this as a mother of two small children. And, you know, running my own business and doing, you know, I juggle a lot. And I think that we all, as moms, working moms, we struggle with the balance. And I think that is really challenging for many of us. And it's not easy. And I say to myself constantly, you know, I want to have it all. But I realize that that can be a huge challenge. And I really just try every day to do the best job I can be. I want to be the best leader at Beauty Counter, but I want to also be the best mom. But some days you can't be the best at everything. So I have to cut myself a little slack, but I think that's definitely the most challenging. And then in terms of what's been the most rewarding, you know, it's been such a surprise for me, I guess, because I came into this with no expectations. I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, to be honest with you, because I'd never done sales before. And I'd never worked in, you know, the beauty industry. So I think what has been really rewarding is how inspired I've been from doing this job, with working with other women and helping them achieve their goals and just, you know, having that team effort together. It's so inspirational and it's really filled me up. And I didn't really realize that I was missing that in my life. You know, I always knew that I was going to continue being a working woman even after I had children, but I didn't realize that maybe what I was missing was really feeling inspired and empowered. And I think that has just really been such a positive for me. And I really didn't expect that to happen. And I, you know, because I had no expectations, but it really has filled me up in so many different ways. And I tell people all the time that this has been the best job ever. It truly is, especially for, you know, if you have children or if you have another job and you want to work a side job, this is the best job ever. And it's just been so rewarding on so many levels. But who doesn't want to feel more inspired, right?
Right.
I feel like that's really the message, you know?
Yeah. And I love your answer, both of your answers there for the rewards, but also especially on the challenge side, that idea that you have to cut yourself some slack, that you can't be, you know, the best at everything. And to be able to maintain that balance is so important.
It is. It's hard, but we all struggle with it, you know?
It's, yeah.
It's part of life. So it's all about balance.
Yeah, it is. And so for someone who is looking perhaps to make a change or to get into doing something like this, or maybe working for Beauty Counter, what sort of advice would you have?
My best advice is to really take the job. If someone offers you an opportunity, you know, such as the one with Beauty Counter or something similar, I would take the job. Because you know what, when someone, you know, especially with Beauty Counter, the fact that we can go to work every single day and be financially rewarded for doing this job, which is really to push our social mission forward. You know, some people say that they would be a part of our social mission, even if it didn't pay them, that people say they might want to do it as a volunteer job. But the fact that we get financially rewarded while also having this, you know, significant impact as part of a social mission, I think that is such an amazing opportunity. And those opportunities don't come along very often. You know, some people say this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I truly believe that it is, because being part of a social mission really does, it makes a huge difference. And to be part of something that is so positive right now, I feel like that is where, you know, people want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And so if someone offers you sort of a seat on this rocket ship, I say go for it, because, you know, you never know when you're going to get an opportunity like this ever again.
Seize the day. Don't miss that opportunity. That's, I love that. Finally, before we let you go, you mentioned partnerships with J. Crew, other things we can look forward to from Beauty Counter.
Well, so the things to look forward to is, you know, our goal for the next year is really product innovation. We're going to be coming out with a lot of new products. You know, the future's so bright for this company. We're growing like crazy. You know, I mentioned my own business growing, you know, doubling year to year. And that trend is going to be continuing for the company as well as those of us that are lucky enough to work for the company. So as these new products, you know, innovative products, as they come out, That's only just going to make the future better and brighter for Beauty Counter. And our work in Washington is also going to be continuing. That's more stuff that we can look forward to. We're going to really be, you know, trying to make the push to do more things in Washington, D.C. and on Capitol Hill. And I also believe that more women and men are going to be taking advantage of this incredible business opportunity to join Beauty Counter, because when they see the growth of the company, it does blow your mind. And, you know, like I said, if someone offers you that opportunity, you want to jump on board.
Yeah. So cool. All right. That inspirational and positive. We love your message. Nina Bradley Clark, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much, Will.
All right. If you'd like to learn more about Beauty Counter, go to beautycounter.com. And Nina Bradley Clark's personal page is beautycounter.com/Nina Bradley Clark. If you'd like to learn more about the Better Business Bureau, visit us at bbb.org. For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.